It's a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine.
Street develops young women through musical training in areas with limited access to the arts.
Angel Street helps me understand my value, discover my purpose, and become a creative leader. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in a squalid and polluted society.
Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry a light, giving message into the night. Philippians 2, verse 15.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everybody. Well, I heard y'all with a contemporary service now. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Ruth Abigail Smith. I get to serve as the executive director of Angel Street. The video that you just saw, the young ladies that you just saw, I get to be with them every day. Thank you for having us. Thank you. We appreciate your support. We've had a relationship with Advent for years, and we absolutely love when we get to do things with you. So like the video was saying, like the young ladies were saying, our mission is to provide musical training for young ladies in communities with limited access to the arts. And our overall purpose is to help them to understand their value, discover their purpose, and become creative leaders in our city. So that's what we do, right? We use music as a vehicle for growth and impact as young women. And we do it in particular communities. The community that we are in right now is called the Bickford Community, zip code 38107. We've been there for about 9 years, and we absolutely love it. Now, it's no shock. There are no live children behind me today. So on Thursday of this week, during our rehearsal time, an unfortunate incident of gun violence happened outside of our in our neighborhood. We're next to a park and on a street right across, and that it happened right there. As you can imagine, it was pretty intense. Nobody was hurt, so we do praise God for that. And our team and the girls are doing well. But we decided we needed to make a difficult decision today to honor their emotional health and mental health as well, and not necessarily put the pressure on them to perform. That's both the staff and the girls. I'm reminded of the verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And so we really leaned on him in these last 48 hours to do that, to direct our path. And this is the decision we decided to make. So please keep them in your prayers. Like I said, they're doing well. We wanted to give them the weekend off. But just so I can tell them that you clap for them, you mind clapping for them like they are here. Great. They thank you. So in their stead, we have the incredible privilege of hearing from a young lady named Tarian Bass Woods. Have any of you heard of Tarian? Anybody? All right. The rest of you about to hear, okay? So Tarian I've known Tarian since she was 17. And she was actually one of the original young ladies that came to perform with us for our first Christmas performance in 2013, before we were anything official. And she and her sister also, who was on the video, and she loved to sing, and so she came and joined us, and we've had a relationship ever since. She is now doing what God has called her to do as an artist. She is on the Toby Max team as his lead female vocalist, but also has an incredible artist career of her own. She's a great songwriter, great vocalist, loves the Lord, amazing worship leader, and so we have the privilege, and we are so grateful that she was able to be here this morning to lead us in worship. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome up Tarian Bass Woods.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Good. I am so glad to be here and glad that I get to fill in for the girls today. I'm going to sing a couple of songs that we all know and love for this season. So if you would just stand with me, we'll get to singing.
Oh, come, let us adore.
You guys may be seated. Like Ruth Abigail told y'all, my name is Tarian. I grew up here in Memphis. My dad is a pastor. So I grew up in church all of the time. And, you know, I was kind of just leaning on my parents' faith, you know, until I figured, hey, I should probably get to know Jesus for myself. And I'm so grateful for the years that Jesus is, over the years, he's just taught me so much. And at this point in my life, when I think of Jesus, I think of one word, and I think of the word worthy. He's worthy of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my steps. And so I hope this next song encourages you guys that he truly is worthy. Now, it's going to require some participation, all right? So I'll teach you guys what you're supposed to say. It's kind of like a call and answer situation, but here we go.
Do you feel the world is broken? Say we do. Do you feel the shadows deepen here? We do.
Yeah.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Say we do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do.
Yeah.
is all creation groaning. Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. And is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Does the Father truly love us? He does. Does the Spirit move among us? He does. And does Jesus our Messiah hold forever those He loves? He does. And does God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered.
Thank you. This next song is a song I wrote a few years back called God With Us. And I know there are like 1,000 songs that say that, but man, it is a beautiful reminder. I hope that it comforts you just knowing that the Spirit of God lives in you. And I can't imagine what it was like all those years ago back in Israel awaiting the Messiah, and then he goes and he dwells amongst them. And then he left us his Spirit. So whatever you're walking through right now, know that the living God, he's walking right there with you, and he is inside of you. So I pray that this song brings you some peace.
Be not dismayed. Fear not the darkness. Jesus is here. He walks beside us. Gracious is he. Through our weakness, forever faithful, forever good. Living inside. to the Maker of heaven. He is our help, forever present, and faithful is He.
Thank you, guys.
That was incredible. You guys, sit back down. We love to celebrate with music, and what a morning. We sing together. We get to hear each other's voices, and sometimes we get to hear an angel's voice, and that's just, man, it's a beautiful morning. We're doing this series looking at Christmas playlist to look at the songs of Christmas because we love those songs. We just get excited about them. So just quick survey. How early is too early to start singing Christmas songs? Like, anybody go day after Halloween? Is that anybody day after Halloween? I mean, because if you think about it, there are no Thanksgiving songs. So what are you going to do from there to, so right in? Yeah, some of you, like, you're like, no, that's terrible. So you wait till day after Thanksgiving? We got any day after Thanksgiving? All right, that's pretty good. Anybody waits till December? Now, if you're in the real high tradition of the church, you're supposed to wait till after Christmas Eve. Did you know that? You can only sing Advent songs until then. But we can't contain that. We're too excited for that kind of music. What I love about the music of Christmas is it conveys sort of all the emotions of Christmas, all the longings and waitings and things we hope for. There's excitement to it. In a couple weeks on Christmas Eve, we'll sing Silent Night. We'll all hold candles and sing, and there's just this sense of calm and peace and just great memories that go with that. And there are other songs that are, you know, not necessarily the church songs, but just Christmas songs that you hear singing at this time, you know, that you get joy when you're singing Jingle Bells, right? My family, we're not great singers. We have one that's pretty good, but the rest of us, we're not great singers. Here's what we do. We make up for what we lack in skill with volume. And so we just belt that out, and we, you know, we roll the windows down and sing in jingle bells, you know, all down the road. Or sometimes you hear the song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It just brings up memories, you know. It's just sort of nostalgia, and you start thinking back on Christmases and things, and you get that moment, just that feeling. And for some of you, you hear Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and you start thinking about your own family and how your family really acts and interacts, and all the different Christmas songs. And we sing Emmanuel. That's a word that we bring out at Christmas time, God with us. You know, the first Christmas song that we see happens in Scripture, it's not going to be on the screens for you. If you have your Bible with you, you can turn here real quick with me today. This is Luke chapter 2. Or you can just follow along and listen. Luke chapter 2, first Christmas song happens right here. This is what it says, verse 8. And there were shepherds living in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Now, I think about that moment, right? I mean, the angel shows up, the glory of the Lord. I think about that must have looked like Christmas lights, right? I mean, just beautiful, amazing. How would you respond? Listen to how they responded. And they were terrified. Terrifying. Something huge was happening. Something beyond anything they ever expected or imagined was getting ready to happen. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in this town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, this is that first song, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." That's what they sang that night. The shepherds were kind of, they were the lowest people on the totem pole. They were sort of outsiders in the community at the time. They weren't in the main city. They didn't have wealth. They didn't have power. They were really considered the lowly kind of folks, sort of the afterthoughts. And they're out in their field. They're not by any kind of castle or kingdom or whatever you would associate with power at that time. They weren't even in the city. They're out in the field. They're watching the sheep. And the story tells us that the angels came to them. Not to a king, not to someone with great power, not to people that were looked up to or respected. It came to them, the wrong people, in the wrong place. And yet the story comes to them and brings them a message they didn't even know that they longed for. The message was, God is with you. God would be with them. They hadn't expected it, and they didn't even imagine it. Who would imagine that God would come to them? But that's what the angel says. He brings this message to them. God shows up to them. You know, we're all wired to be with. That's how we're wired deeply inside of us. We want to be with. When our babies are born and we brought them home from the hospital, you know, in the middle of the night, they cry. And you jump up and you go grab them, especially that first one. You know, you don't know better yet. So you go running in there, you grab them. What do they need? They don't need anything. They've been fed. They're not dirty. They just want to be with. They just long to be with. That's how we're wired. You hold them close. And so you do that every time, over and over, because that's how we all are wired. Until we got to the third one, and I knew something had changed a little bit, because when the third one came and started crying in the middle of the night, my wife leaned over and said, would you get up and go turn that monitor off? And because you know, there's only so much being with that you can do over. But we are wired this way. We are wired to be with. That's what we long for. It's what all of us long for. And the shepherds that day stood there, and they heard this message. That word angel actually means messenger. They heard this message from God. God is coming to be with you. They never expected that. They were the wrong people in the wrong place. That's why we sing, God's Emmanuel has come to be with us. We would never imagine this. But that's the story of Christmas. It's the longing deep in all of our hearts. I want to pray for us. Let's pray. God, we are amazed, we are blown away that you would be with us. And as we look forward to Christmas, we're reminded of this deep longing in our hearts and souls. That the God who created the universe would walk with us, would live with us, would die for us, and would be resurrected that we might find the hope of resurrection. We give you thanks and praise. In your name we pray. Amen.